from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul Skeens, All-Star Game press conference live, thanks to MLB Network there. And he got asked a lot of questions about his splinker, about his high school career, about the NBA. That came up. He said he's not an NBA guy. His way of preventing injury, that was a hot topic as well. Got asked a couple questions about that. During the break, he was asked about, or the manager of the NL was asked about how long they expect Paul to pitch in this game, and they are capping it at one inning. And so the American League lineup has come out. Stephen Kwan of the Guardians is going to lead off. Then
Gunnar Henderson
of the Orioles, their star shortstop.
Juan Soto,
three.
Aaron Judge, four. Do we want to see somebody get on base so that he can see all three of those big bats?
Yeah, I'm perplexed as to why wouldn't they set the lineup up Henderson, Soto, Judge to make sure that Judge,
I don't know, because Kwan's hitting 350 and they figure two out of three ain't bad, like Meatloaf used to sing.
Okay, well, does that...
Yeah, Stephen Kwan does not move the needle, Pony,
no,
I am aware.
Yes.
And for all the rest of this, it's been about needle moving.
It's like the National League is in on the idea of getting publicity and making this a big moment.
Stephen Kwan's a starter in this game, and he is currently leading the entire major leagues in hitting, Pony.
Great.
Just humor me. It would be what? If he doesn't hit first in their lineup, he's not a power hitter, then he has to hit what? Ninth? Presumably? They would probably see it as a slap in the face to the literal leading hitter in all of Major League Baseball that he has to hit ninth because they want to make sure they...
Well, okay, but he's not Ichiro or Tony Gwynn here.
I'm just telling you.
He's led baseball in hitting for 90 games. It's not like they're disrespecting
You've got to root for one of those guys to get on base?
The whole point of Skeen starting is that we want to see him, at least I want to see him, face Aaron Judge. Now there's no guarantee of that happening. Hit Judge ahead of Soto. How about that? Flip him. Have Judge bat third and have Soto hit cleanup.
I think people wanted to see him face Soto, though, too. I think Henderson's the one you could have, I guess, moved if you were going to have Stephen Kwan get his just due.
Just I that part of it I don't get. I mean, we started the show before we went to the press conference with a report from one of baseball's biggest insiders that the literal commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, was going to tell Torey Lovullo that he was not allowed to start Chris Sale and that it needed to be Paul Skeens. Where was Rob when Bruce Bochy put his lineup out there?
Guess he can't tell Bruce what to do. Bruce is the GOAT.
Yeah, so I want a Judge matchup. If he has to intentionally walk Soto to put a runner on and get to Judge, I'm all for it.
No, what you want is Stephen Kwan to actually get a hit so that he can actually just go against those three mano a mano.
No, I don't want him to get a hit because I want the first.
Because then that would validate Stephen Kwan? You want the first batter to be a strikeout?
I want Brad Penny at the All-Star game here. I want Pedro Martinez in Boston in 99. I want Skeens to get up there and just blow.
That's the other very bad thing.
102 splinker and then.
I got bad news for you. Stephen Kwan has struck out a grand total of 25 times
perfect.
All year.
It'll be even more impressive. Now I'm happy that Kwan is leading off. Because if he's the guy that can't be struck out, well, then Skeens will do it, and that will, for the real, well, the hardcore baseball fans will get it, but the casual fan will be like, Stephen who? Is he related to Michelle Kwan?
Do we like his nickname, the Chosen Kwan?
No, we don't.
Donnie kind of smirked at it.
We're still workshopping Skeen's nicknames. I've settled on Air Force One.
Whose was that? Who you didn't come up with it. Somebody else did.
Well, yeah, we adopted it. When he got called up, we've taken calls on what his nickname should be for months.
I don't think he
months.
I actually
you
don't
wanted
think
to call
he needs
the gas station.
I don't think he needs one now. He's so dominant, you should be like, oh, crap, we have to face Paul Skeens. Like, it should just be that's how you respect him. You say his entire name every time. His nickname, Paul Skeens.
He did admit that he felt tired at the end of the Brewers game, which gives Shelton
cover.
Some cover, exactly.
Unless he's just staying exceptionally on message. But I guess I can believe it because the weird part about that game was he was throwing stuff late and they were swinging at everything and just giving him quick innings. They weren't hitting it hard, but that doesn't mean it wasn't in the zone. Obviously it was because they were taking rips at it.
It didn't look tired to me.
I think he is so polished, though, that he knows it's a bad sign. It's a bad move if he pushes back hard and, you know, says anything other than I would have liked to have finished the game. He and Jones both, I pointed this out while you were out last week, they both seem very good at publicly taking sort of the party line on that specific sort of thorny issue. Now, we know that Jones is on the DL, but before he was asked after that game when they lifted him, Pony, could you have kept pitching? And he said, yeah, but it would have been a bad idea. And they have both stuck to their guns and stuck to the Pirates kind of company line when it's come to them being healthy and them pitching all year.
I think that is a direct result of one of the questions that came up in this press conference. I think for Skeens, a lot of it is his military background. You're just trained when you come from a military family and then you go into an academy like the Air Force. You respect your authority. You're a subordinate. That's your boss. You don't really push back on your boss. You respect your boss. Maybe that'll change with him when he's in his mid-20s or late-20s. I guess it probably will. Which gets me to one of my favorite stories about the Pirates.
Yes.
I'm not going to name the person, the player. Guy gets to the Pirates, gets called up, looks around the clubhouse and says, oh my God, there is an unbelievable amount of a-holes in here. I can't believe how many a-holes are in this locker room. Can you do me a favor? If I ever start acting like this, can you let me know? He says this to a reporter. Reporter says yes. 2 years later, hey, so-and-so, you know, you're starting to act like, and before he can get the sentence out of his mouth, the guy chirps back, shut the F up.
Man.
Yeah.
That's grim. At the end of the day, that's very grim.
Well, some of those early 2000s Pirates teams were not only bad on the field, but they were not exactly the... How do I say this?
The friendliest and easiest to root for, guys. You can just say this. Brian Giles, world-class a-hole. Jason Kendall, world-class a-hole.
I can't say that about Jason. He's very good to us. He'll come on the show from time to time.
But was he not known as a sandpapery guy when he played?
Yes, he... Oh.
I'm talking about the Jason...
So coarse, that sandpaper.
I am talking about the Jason Kendall who was in that locker room. Not the one who came on with us and was fun in an interview, Pony. I'm talking about you walk into that clubhouse every day. Was Jason Kendall particularly friendly to be around?
He was not warm and fuzzy. I know
Thank
that he
you.
Confronted several people.
Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style, you get quality, you get beeps and boops and dings and whomps, and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.